And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to another edition of Tell Al Tuesday. Yes, you know what we're going to do today, don't you? Yeah, you know what I'm doing. I'm bringing on a fellow Lifestyles Unlimited member. But on today's show, I'm not just bringing one on. I'm bringing a power couple onto the show. Now, one of the voices that you'll hear, you may have heard this voice before. And I'm just going to tell you that. So that you're thinking about, oh, what's he going? Where's he going? Is this some famous actor or actress? Or is this somebody in government? Or is this Elon Musk? No, it's none of those people. This is the voice of a woman who actually used to do some of the Lifestyles Unlimited real estate investor radio shows a while back. She was a contributor to what we do here. And I'll tell you what, she brought some outstanding content to our membership, as well as to those of you out there listening. But Lori had to step away from radio, and here's why. She's very successful. You heard me correctly. She's just very successful. She is self-employed, and she owns her own business. Now, her husband, Michael, same thing, different sex. Very successful guy, owns his own business. So let me set the stage for you. A power couple, very successful, self-employed, working crazy hours, because that's what very successful self-employed people do. Now, let me sprinkle a little sauce on the recipe. You ready? They were doing what Dave Ramsey told them to do. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with doing what Dave Ramsey tells you to do, because I think Dave Ramsey actually has a place in financial freedom. I think he does. But the problem I have with Dave Ramsey is that he will get you to a certain place in life, but there's no next level. There's no next level. With the Dave Ramsey method, you can get yourself debt-free. You can have some assets that are paying you some cash flow, and you just better hope that inflation doesn't kick in, because it could wreck your plan. Yeah, 10% inflation could absolutely wreck that plan. What I want to do today is I want you to understand that there is a different path for you. And Lori found that path when Michael came home one day and said, hey, man, I heard about this Lifestyles Unlimited thing. And Lori, being the brilliant mind she is, she was like, it sounds like a scam, Michael. Are you sure you want to do this? And Michael was persistent. He said, come on, come check it out. And Lori just kind of blew him off. Until one day, Lori said, okay, you're not going to let me off the hook, are you? And Michael just gave her a sheepish smile, and he basically said, no, I'm not. And she relented. She went and checked out Lifestyles Unlimited. And I'll tell you what, she changed her mind. She totally changed her mind. So let's do this. Let's have me stop talking. Let's bring Michael and Lori onto the show, because I want you to hear their story directly from them. Michael and Lori, welcome to the show. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing really great today, Al.
Hi, Al. Thank you for such a great welcoming to the show. It was awesome.
Well, did I get your story right? I mean, I kind of know you guys reasonably well. Was I even close?
Pretty much, yes. For me, like you said, doing the whole Dave Ramsey bit in my business that I started many years ago, growing, bought a warehouse, and I always thought, well, get it paid off. That way I'm always protected and, you know, kind of a deferred gratification, you know, will lead me to success. And as I go through the years and got the warehouse paid off, I expanded into the warehouse next door to me with my business. Things were growing great. And, you know, the people that had it, you know, they're charging me below market rate because they just wanted somebody in it, which was perfect for me. Until we had everything going good, my kids going in college, and we're doing a college tour for my son. and I get the phone call from the landlord saying, hey, Mike, I need to sell the property. Do you want to buy it?
Yeah, and I can tell you, we the three of us remember this day so well. It was our son and Mike and I, and I remember sitting in the parking lot because I was so excited that the first warehouse was paid off, because then I was going to get to go buy my little dream house that I was hoping, you know, one day that we could purchase, and with the excess cash flow, then we could go do that. But Mike looked at me and said, "Oh yeah, no, we're going to buy the second warehouse." I literally was like, oh my gosh. I mean, it was just beyond. And Mike was like, you know, delayed gratification, Lori, which it wasn't all about having that house. It was just getting out from underneath the payment of that first warehouse, which I thought was such a great thing. And but I followed what Mike wanted to do. And at the time, we didn't even think of it from a investment standpoint. It was just we need another warehouse to run our businesses.
See, here's what I'm thinking, Lori. I'm thinking you're looking directly into Mike's eyes, and you've got this laser glaze, like you're about ready to get your butt kicked, because you want me to not have my beautiful dream house so that you can get another place that we need a giant broom to sweep. What's the matter with you, Michael? Go ahead, Michael.
Well, Al, the funniest part of this, and we'll probably get into that more a little later, is, you know, I remember specifically we were on a college tour, and I looked at Mike and I said, how are we going to pay for college when we have to buy another warehouse? Like, how are we? Because, you know, that excess money was going to help for college, you know, that we had once that first warehouse was paid. I was like, how are we going to pay for it? But little did I know that Lifestyles Unlimited, our investments ended up paying for both of our kids' colleges. But that's, I guess, further into our conversation.
The reason Michael and Lori are here are to help you understand that no matter what you are doing in life right now for retirement, it's either going to work or it's not going to work. And statistically, it's not going to work. I'm just here to tell you, Michael and Lori, as well as myself and my beautiful wife, Tina, are of that generation that saw the erosion of the pensions. We saw the rise of the 401k, and we lived through periods of time where everybody, all they could say was how great the 401k thing was. So a lot of people jumped on board. Now, Michael and Lori, they would have had to go to work for like corporate America or some organization that provides 401ks. They didn't do that. They chose a completely different path. They didn't want to work for somebody else. They chose to be entrepreneurs. And when they chose to be entrepreneurs, they went into the business realm as owners of their own businesses. Now, along the way, Michael was growing his business, and his business was growing so well, he needed to expand his storage facility. And he was given an opportunity to buy a storage facility that he was renting. So he bought it. And you know what he did? He did exactly what Dave Ramsey told him to do. Pay that thing off. Delay your gratification, which I do agree with. Believe it or not, I do agree with that. Delay your gratification and then take the rewards on the back end. Now, that's something Dave Ramsey and I absolutely agree with, because if you're getting ready to start a different path to retirement, you have to take that and put that in your back pocket and remember it's there, because the game plan changes when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. You step away from the 30, 40, 50-year slug of saving money to transitioning to a different place where you're going to get yourself retired in 5 years or less. It's going to take a little work, a little effort on your part. And Michael and Lori are going to tell you how they did it. Now, before we do that, let me set the stage, because as we're going to break, you know, Michael was looking to expand his business, and he had an opportunity to buy an additional storage facility. Now, Lori had her eyes on her dream house. Okay, I've set the stage. Now, imagine the two of them sitting across, say, a beautiful dinner table, having a nice little glass of wine, getting ready to have a beautiful 3, 4, 5 course meal. And Michael just lovingly looks across the table at Lori, and he explains the why she can't have her dream house. Go ahead, Michael, tell her what you said.
I wish it would have been that way, across the table sharing a bottle of wine. It was more of, hey, honey, we need to do this for the business because the business is what pays for college and our lifestyle. And her response,
oh, you're
was,
laughing now, Lori. I hear you laughing now, but I'm not thinking you were laughing at that time, were you?
Well, you know, my question to Mike always was, you know, we owned our own businesses, and it was always, where's our money going? You know, we didn't, you know, when were we going to have this excess money? It was, you know, by the time we paid for our businesses and ran them each month and paid, you know, down the mortgages, it was like there was, and once they were paid off, it was like all the money that we literally Dave Ramsey'd and put into those warehouses, we couldn't touch it. It was just sitting there. It was dead equity.
And so that's how it came across that one of my neighbors, for 3 years before me and Lori had this conversation, he left his job as a math teacher, and he became a realtor who actually worked for Lifestyles Unlimited in San Antonio. His name's Greg Trimble. And he would come to my office and get construction materials for his rental houses. And he goes like, Mike, you need to do this. Michael, you need to do this. Every time he comes in, Michael, you know, you need to do this to, you know, have excess cash flow. And I'm thinking, well, I got my business. I'm doing good. You know, good luck on yourself.
Blew him off, really. You basically, and, you know, we weren't even considering.
And finally, once we got to this point of how are we going to get our money out of here, that's when it's like, well, maybe let's look at Lifestyles and see how we can, you know, get our money out of our businesses and help pay for our lifestyles and, you know, for retirement, and how can we set something up for us and our kids. And so that's when we ended up going to the Thursday night case study, and then seeing this whole eclectic group of people from engineers, architects, to UPS truck drivers. And everybody there was with the same goal. How do I retire? You know, how do I, you know, improve my family situation for all the what ifs that happen in life?
You know, it was so exciting going to that those first meetings. But it was almost like, is this real?
Yeah, you know? Like, it's always like, is this a scam or a cult or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing that we noticed when talking to people when we first went to the meetings, that everybody shared information. You know, and this is even before we joined. Everybody said, I do this with my properties, I do that with my properties. And it just felt very comfortable taking the big step and joining Lifestyles and then attending the two-a-day course with David Fisher. And, of course, that, as everybody says, is, you know, a fire hose full of information in 16 hours. But it was very, that's when it all started to open my eyes on how we can still run my businesses, but not depend on my businesses for the cash flow for our future.
I got to ask you a quick question, and I got to take you a little bit back to the 2 day. David Fisher was the guy that presented my 2 day. Now, when I first walked in, I saw David Fisher standing in the front of the room. He didn't look like, you know, a Hollywood movie star. He was wearing a Biggie. Remember Biggie the rapper? He was wearing a Biggie t-shirt. He was wearing jeans that weren't like $300 a pair of jeans. These were more like Walmart $10 a pair of jeans. And he had on like shoes that I would have thrown out like 6 months ago. And this guy stands up on the stage and he starts telling me how I'm going to change my life. Now, did he look like that when you guys joined a year after I did?
Pretty much, yes. And he was slugging down Mountain Dews all day long.
Oh, I forgot about the Mountain Dews. Yeah. So what was your impression of this guy? You walk in, you decided to become a member of this organization, right?
A long time ago, you don't judge a book by its cover. And
amen.
You know, and I knew the minute he started talking, he knew something. You know, I mean, and I'll never forget the first day we, you know, broke away. They had sandwiches and stuff up there, but I had to walk out the door. I was like, let's go get a Subway. I got to remove myself and absorb a little bit of this. We had a little hour to pull away, and I remember looking at Mike going, I mean, is this for real? Like, what the heck? you know, as do so many people, I think, that come. And, you know, and realizing that it's an education that you're going to give yourself, you know?
Oh, yeah. And I'll tell you what, it's an education that you don't need to spend like $275,000 on. When we come back from the break, we're going to get into the education. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
What would you say to women out there, Kelly, if they're thinking about doing this, if they're sitting out there right now going, I'm trapped with a glass ceiling where I work. I know I can't go up any further. There's no room there. What would you say to them about becoming their own boss?
Well, you know, you can decide to stay where you're at and keep trying to crack that glass ceiling. But at the end of the day, in this environment, it is so easy, you know, to be able to get out of that mold. People know me and they come up to me and they're very gracious and they don't look at me and say, oh, you're a woman, I'm not gonna invest with you, I'm gonna go over here. There's no real gender there.
Are you ready to be part of a world where there are no glass ceilings, no gender bias, no limits? Start like award-winning real estate investor Kelly did with the online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Hey, it's Al Gordon coming to you from the beautiful studios of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network. Yeah, I don't know what you imagine the studios to look like, but I know exactly what mine looks like. I broadcast from my office. My office is contained within my home. This is the place where I spend some of my free time working. The time that I don't spend working, I spend doing whatever it is I choose to do, because one of the things that Del Walmsley taught me to do in 2017 when I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited was to get myself retired in 5 years or less. And as somebody who is desperate to accomplish that, I actually accomplished it in 2 years. Now, I'm not telling you that everybody can get it done in 2 years. Everybody comes from a different place in life. My particular situation, and because I was operating real estate that I owned incorrectly, allowed me to make adjustments very quickly that allowed me to reduce that 5-year timeline down to 2 years. And I will tell you this, when Tina and I realized in 2019 that we were real estate retired, man, you want to talk about the happy dance? We were doing the happy dance. Now, the reason I bring up my situation is my guests today, Michael and Lori, well, they got a completely different situation. They didn't go to college and take an ROTC scholarship so they could pay for college so that they would wind up going into the military. And then they found they were actually kind of good at the military and they spent 27 years in the military. And then the military decided they were done with him and he found himself retired and he couldn't live out his retirement. No, that's not their path. They went down a completely different path. So Michael and Lori, do this for me. Talk to me about the educational pursuits that you accomplished as younger people, why you went down those paths, and tell me about the path that you followed through the majority of your life until you heard about Lifestyles.
Well, for myself personally, I grew up in a family business. My grandfather started a stucco business. My parents, they took it over. And for me, I was going to fall in line and be the third generation. So for me, back in early 80s, you know, I got my business degree at UTSA, and pretty much day after graduation, I was pretty much, you know, there at the office working for my parents, you know, just because that's what I was going to do. And of course, when I got into the business, it was right when the late 80s, when the economy here in Texas and the oil prices dropped to $10 a barrel, and the economy got hard for about 3 or 4 years during a recession. So for me, I kind of had to modify what I was doing business-wise and decided to start up my own company and my parents, they were getting ready to retire. And so for
always
me,
coming from an entrepreneurial, Mike always came, we are kind of a cool mix because Mike always came from an entrepreneurial background and I was the complete opposite. I graduated, actually I was in broadcasting, that was my degree, but I got into sales the minute I got out of college and decided one day I wanted to have a family and didn't, you know, I wanted to have a more normal hours. And anyway, I was corporate America. I worked for the first 10, 15 years of my life in corporate America. And I remember watching, you know, people put 40 years of their life with a company and it was shift work out in the plant. I used to sell for the plant. And I remember witnessing them closing the plant in San Antonio and people who I was close to that worked those machines losing their complete job after working for a company for 40 years of their life, gone. And I witnessed that at a young age, you know. And so we started having babies. I was still working for corporate America. And, you know, I kind of got to the point where I was over it. And Mike said, well, you know, you need to start your own business. And I said, I'm not selling anymore. And Mike said, no, that's what you do. And I said, he talked me into it, taught me how to be an entrepreneur. So we kind of come from both backgrounds. He entrepreneurial, I've become an entrepreneurial, but I understand very well what corporate America can do to a person.
You know, I forgot about that part of your life, Lori, because I've always viewed you as an entrepreneur. So when you were doing that corporate America gig, did you have a 401k? Were you messing around with
Absolutely.
That stuff?
Absolutely. You do what they teach you to do. You know, you take at the time, you know, I was seeing, before I got married, I was making great money. And, you know, I would take the max amount and stick it in that 401k, you know. And it grew pretty quickly, you know. But, you know, fortunately for us, we pulled it out right before the market crashed.
Lori left her job 4 months before the market crashed,
mm-hmm.
and so her 401k just went into a cash account, and so it never dropped.
Yeah, that was luck. That was pure luck. You know, we look back at that, and we could have lost all of that 401k at that time. You know, as
when are
today,
you guys going to Vegas next? Because I want to hang out with you. nobody times the market like that. That's amazing.
I know,
yeah.
It was crazy, you know, but there's so much more security with real estate, you know, and we see that now.
So in 2018, when Mike had this brilliant idea that you guys need to become members of Lifestyles Unlimited, you were still a little guarded, were you not?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was the one you had to drag into the swimming pool.
Yeah, yeah, I was. It all was too good to be true to me, you know, and really, to be honest with you, even after we joined, it took me a little time. I think the coolest thing is getting to know all the members too. You know, you see everybody's success with the program, and you're just like, wow. I mean, I saw so much camaraderie, which is just, you don't see that in every organization. You know, what is one person's success is happiness for the next people to support, you know, and I witnessed that, you know, and I love that because, I mean, if we don't lift everybody up, we're all about that. We do, you know, even with our employees at work, we want the best for them, you know, so joining an organization where we saw so much of lifting for everybody to find success, you know, you just have to educate yourself to see how it's done is the bottom line.
What was the one thing that David Fisher said to you in the 2-day seminar that got your attention, Lori, and made you turn that switch in your mind to where you realized that this was a viable option for you? What do you remember that particular thing he said?
Yeah, when he started talking about multifamily, you know, and the exponential growth that you can do with multifamily, and also talking about debt equity, which was just hit us square in the face. You know, I mean,
how much debt equity were you guys sitting on in those warehouses at that moment? Do you remember?
Approximately about close to 2 million.
Okay. And knowing what you know today, what was the problem with having $2 million worth of debt equity in those assets?
I was not getting a re- return on my debt equity.
It wasn't paying anything, was it?
It wasn't paying me much, that's for sure.
And that's the problem I have with Dave Ramsey right there. And that's the conflict I have with Dave Ramsey. I'm totally cool with Dave Ramsey until he tells me that I have to have assets that don't pay me any money, which goes completely against what I'm doing right now. So you guys figured out multifamily. Man, this is something you could do. No longer was it just something corporations did or the uber wealthy. You knew you could do multifamily. Michael and Lori were telling us about the first investment that they chose. Now, this particular asset is in a place called Kingsville. Yeah, you heard me correctly. Kingsville. It's not resonating with you, is it? Yeah, okay, some of you guys know where Kingsville is, but some of you guys are going, Kingsville? Is that in Texas? Mike? Lori? Is it in Texas?
Yes, it's in South Texas before you hit the coast.
All right, so what caused you guys? Now, this is the very first asset you bought as members, correct?
That is correct.
Why? Now, you guys live in San Antonio, right?
Yes, sir.
The greater area, right? Why would you go all the way to Kingsville to invest your hard-earned investment dollars? Why not just do it right here in San Antonio?
Because when looking at this deal that came up to us, with the lead investor, Robert Hale, the numbers made sense and the rate of returns made really good sense. So for me, it's not about the location where you invest. It's about, do the numbers work? And these numbers worked for us.
So when you're talking about numbers, what kind of numbers were you looking for? What numbers did this asset provide you that made you go, hey, this is it?
On this deal here, pretty much, because this was it started in 2019. After 6 months of being in the deal, it was paying out of starting with about 10% rate of return annualized.
And then that was it. The 10% that attracted you, or were there other elements to the deal that really sparked your interest?
It's just that on the exit strategy, it was going to be almost about 100% or more payback to me on the deal.
That was the awesome sauce.
Okay, so the deal you're looking at is going to pay you a rate of return of 10% cash flow, and when it comes time to transact that deal somewhere in the future, it was going to double the money that you put into the deal, correctly? Did I get that correct? Okay.
Yeah.
How long did Robert say it would take to do that?
Right now we're in year three, so we're kind of be looking at almost doing a refi event maybe here in the next year.
Oh, wait a minute.
And then we'd still be in the deal.
But wait a minute. Robert told you it was going to take 5 years, but you're in year three and you guys are already talking about taking money out of this asset. Aren't you going to kill the deal if you do that?
Won't kill the deal. You just get your equity back out of it, where we can do another deal, and this deal keeps going on.
Well, doesn't that wreck your cash flow?
The cash flow will go down a bit, but I already have my money back out, able to do another deal with somebody else.
Okay, Michael, now you've got everybody confused, because it sounds like to me you're telling the audience you have absolutely $0 invested in that asset, yet that asset is still paying you money and you still have ownership in that asset?
That is correct. It's a multiplier effect.
Okay, you guys can come over to my house. I'll hide you from the law enforcement guys that hear this, because that sounds absolutely illegal.
It's the way our economy is set up with the our tax laws, and with the way that we're able to use leveraging and be able to pull back out the money that since the asset has appreciated in value due to the profitability, is the way the banks look at how they're able to value the asset and able to refi and get that money back out.
Well, and something I would like to add, just for those that are listening right now that might have just gone straight over their head, that's the beautiful part about the education that you learn. You know, these are the things that we did not learn. We didn't know these things before we joined Lifestyles Unlimited. You know, I mean, the average person doesn't understand the benefits of, you know, how you make money off real estate. And there's five different ways, and the average person doesn't understand that. We certainly didn't. So this is what when we joined, this was why we learned these things. And that's how it taught us how to then take our money and learn how to go and pull that money back out through a refinance occurrence that we did with our warehouses. And that gave us the cash flow to be able to go put back into this multifamily investing. And we were taught how to do that. So that's really the key, I think, that I want to put out there to those that are listening, is that, you know, the average person driving down the road listening to this doesn't even know how to do this, but that we were taught this.
And we actually were able to teach you and get this 16 hours how to do this, correct?
Yes. It, like I said, it was a ton of information that happened over those first 2 days.
That's the start of it. But, you know, once you delve deeper into it, once you become a member, we're still learning. I mean, you can never stop learning, you know, and you learn from the success of other people as well, not only through the education part of this piece, but it's also through other people's experiences that you learn, you know, and sometimes that's the best teacher, right? And the good and the bad, you know, everything's not always rosy posy, but you learn, and you wouldn't be able to get that unless you were around investors thinking and investing the way that we do in Lifestyles Unlimited.
Yeah, you just sealed the deal with me, Lori, because you convinced me that you have gone through the mental transformation necessary to become a real estate investor, because you look at money differently, you look at your assets differently. Now, here's the question I have for the both of you. You've been members for almost 4 years, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me where you are in the 5-year game plan of retiring yourselves. What does retirement look like for you guys? Have you achieved it? And if not, what does it look like when you get there?
Well, for us, because I have my own business that I really enjoy. For me, I'm not looking at retiring from my company anytime soon. I'm looking at spending more time doing other things, because the excess cash flow that I get helps me to where I don't have to depend on my company for a paycheck. I can get that from my real estate investing. And for me, it's like trying to create something for my kids to have. My son, he's in commercial real estate master's program at Texas A&M. He's seeing what we're doing here with investing. And both my daughter, who goes to Ole Miss, they'll be taking over our investment portfolio when we ended up retiring in the long, long future. But also, at work at my office here, I'm showing them how Lifestyles is changing our lives and trying to get them involved with it, which might sound stupid for a boss trying to retire his employees in 5 years or less. But for me, it's about giving back to the employees that helped make me successful.
Hey, I'll just chime in, Mike. I think that's a better retirement plan than those stinking 401ks. So you should do exactly what you're doing. I think that is beautiful.
Well, thanks. And that's the thing, because for me, I want all my employees to have success, because I know we had 401ks back in 2007, 2008, and all my employees had to cash out of them because they needed the money. You know, trying to show them this way, that there's a way that they can set up life for their kids and their grandkids.
And actually have an employee that joined and is got himself now in a multifamily deal. And it's just really kind of cool because, you know, we have our family, our children, who we, you know, it changed the whole trajectory of my son's life. You know, he is now, like Mike said, going into commercial real estate, and, you know, we can sit down with him. He can talk circles around performas and I mean, he knows more than we do now, you know, and it's just so fun. That never would have happened. You know, he majored in finance, and, I mean, he could have done finance in a million different, you know, ways, but now he's going to do it through real estate. And our daughter, you know, she just loves, you know, we own some single families, and she loves looking into that with us, and she's learning the business. So, you know, they will one day take this over. But then it's so fun to have our employees that we can talk to and see what they're doing. Because like Mike said, you know, we want success for them as well, you know. And so it's really been a cool thing.
Do you guys worry about money?
Not so much.
Do you worry about available time?
Time is a big factor. Now it's having to where we can go to game days at Ole Miss, game days at Texas A&M, and being able to travel when we want.
You know, time is everything. You know, you only get so many years to raise your kids if you have children, and then they're gone. And we're the first ones to know that because we're empty nesters. And, you know, I mean, I'll get all emotional. I don't want to go there. But, I mean, seriously, it goes so fast, you know. So being able to buy yourself time, to me, that was everything to me about this program. Because once those years are gone, you know, and what you do with your time, you know, it's not, it's about being able to free up your time to be able to go do the things that, you know, we don't know what tomorrow holds, right? Yeah, what's the saying? Live each day like it's its last, you know?
Can't agree with you more, Lori. Hey, you know what, guys? We're at the end of the show, and I didn't get to tell them about the 1,000 units you own in multifamily and all the single family. I guess they're going to have to join.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.